because the girls were really only allowed to dress like this for special occasions, because the mainland had strict rules, sometimes they had to be flexible, because the influence of the obsession with beauty meant they couldn't control everything, so the sex store was able to register the trial, in this city, as a special event for the girls. Like a modeling pageant, girls were registered as foreign, visiting models, with different rules, so although they couldn't imagine exposing their breasts in public, they were citizens of the sex store, and they were protected by them, and although he could have bought clothes there, the sex store had told him, if he did, he would never come back again and never see the girls' breasts again, so he had to wear his loincloth everywhere, and people were in shock. But he was only allowed to go to certain places, most of the places the girls wanted to go as well, including the technology park, and he saw beautiful Palua checking out a 360-degree camera, and a male missionary bought it for her, and she could take photos of her body, and see men looking at her bottom in those shorts, and answer questions of passers-by, who wanted to know about how many men were attracted to her, and why she wore such tiny outfits, and she always replied, because it made her happy, and made other people around her happy, and someone asked about the little white choker around her neck and she said it was for chastity, to represent her chastity classes, and to remind her not to go too far, because she was here for an erotic occasion, and she was experiencing something erotic, but she had to also resist anything naughty, anything wrong that she would regret. And the man asked her why she was here, and she brought up the trial, with a smile on her face. And the man, instead of being judgmental, was very supportive, and said that trial was very famous, but said, we're not allowed to go, locals, we're not allowed to go. The sex store paid a lot of money for having the trial here, and they accepted it only because the locals were kept out, even though the female missionaries had no idea what was coming. They were worried that the men would be watching the girls, but they didn't know what they would be wearing, as citizens of the sex store, or that the man himself was a citizen of the sex store, and was still in his loincloth in a very traditional place. The man said to Palua, you knew about that and it was very famous among him and his friends, and he asked her if she appreciated the freedom that man had given her, and at first she said yes, but he went too far, and the man listening, said he was really sorry for her, and she didn't understand why, and he told her, you're wearing that chastity neck ring. Don't miss out on pleasure just because of rules, and remember, you are lucky to be going to this trial, and it seemed like it was the first time Pali really considered within her heart, what was happening to her, when someone told her, people were jealous of the erotic opportunity of his trial. She seemed to be thinking of the men looking at her bottom, filming them with her new toy oh, and for the first time, she was thinking somehow of the pleasures that were coming, as if they were far greater and more important for her personal journey, and there was a look of hope, longing and fear in her eyes, and she was pulling at her tube top and shorts, and the shorts were down a little way, and her G-string was sticking up. The man gave her something lovely to put in her hair, and she thanked him, and it was clear that she was distracted, at the crossroads, knowing something was happening, knowing this trial was more than just about what the man had done wrong. It was about what he had done right for the girls. She thanked the man personally, then she walked away, fending off a few more of those aunties before answering a young boy's request for a selfie with her, and finally pulling her shorts up a tiny bit, but seemingly, as an afterthought, like she was beginning to accept what the trial meant, but also recognizing the need for chastity. It was the first time he really accepted Palua was like the other girls, just wanting to make men masturbate. Even though he had suspected it, he was starting to believe, and it was the first moment inside when he realized how angry he was becoming, like he couldn't masturbate, like it was what she wanted him to do, like he was afraid, oh these wonderful things, even if she admitted to herself, she was excited at what he had done, even if she thought it was brave and chivalrous, he could feel himself becoming another notch, another man who she was making rub himself, stroking his own penis, orgasming over her. Security guards for the sex store were angry at him, for talking too much to the girls before the trial, but they knew he had to talk to them a bit, and he had been allowed to approach his favorite one again, and he desperately needed to talk to her, even though his anger was growing as he saw how much she was trying to inflame men with desire. The man had been told not to touch Palua's breasts, but he had a feather, and he was allowed to touch her breasts with the feather. The security guard told him it was fine, and even encouraged it. And he asked if he could talk to her for at least an hour, and he said it was fine as well. But now he had permission. He was so nervous, he was almost trembling as he went up to her and simply said, "I couldn't help but notice how beautiful you look there, sitting at this table." And she paused for a moment, as if she knew what she had been taught, as if she hadn't forgotten the chastity lessons, but then she allowed her top to slide upwards, revealing her breasts even more, and it still burned him seeing this babe showing her breasts, because he knew, instinctively, she saw him as a target. Even if he was just a masturbation target, it was still something, and after dealing with her will to resist his affectionate friendly comment, she smiled sweetly and sensually for him, as if personally inviting him to fantasize about her body, and for a moment, because it was personal, the anger left him. He asked if he could buy her a drink, and the beautiful girl asked for iced tea. He was keen to buy it for her, and soon, sensing her arousal, at least the thought of making him touch himself, and realizing it was, for once, something more personal, he found his anger going for a moment. Then he saw her breasts wobble, as they talked, and he found it suddenly spiking again, and he would gasp, and she would giggle, not realizing what his gasp was, that it was his incredible anger, and he had to suppress it, so he could keep talking to her, this big-breasted girl, talking to her in public, and he wanted to touch her breasts with the feather, and he felt the best way was simply to ask her sincerely, taking the relationship to a new level, and to his amazement, she lifted her top not accidentally this time, but deliberately, inviting him to stroke the underside. To his amazement, the plan for the trial had worked, and the same week, the sex store had a special article on Poo, in direct support of him. The missionaries were shocked at how far the sex store would go in condoning this sort of behavior, even if they didn't directly say it was acceptable. The appearance of such a feature article at a time like that was clearly a demonstration of which side they were on. They simply used it as an opportunity to talk to the girls about poo, and about anal sex, and the girls loved it. They were teasing with excitement when the sex store invited them to discuss the issue of pooing with their friends, and by writing anonymously to the sex store magazine. The magazine had become a real forum for the discussion of morals, but the morals were always relative and open to discussion. It was what made the girls so attracted to it, because they felt the sense of real involvement in developing these attitudes. Soon after, for the first time, he heard Palua use the word jizz in a conversation, when she was talking with her D-cup friends in chastity class, and soon they started talking about poo as well. Before he knew what was happening, they were talking about going to the sex store, as they had suggested. The man kept his eyes on Palua even more than usual over the next few days, hoping for any hint of when she was going. She was still largely innocent, just an 18-year-old, a girl whose mistake was having D cups, whose only mistake was having D cup breasts, and an ass that was as beautiful as a flower, and a comely and pretty face, a girl who was otherwise unsullied, apart from occasional sexual thoughts. Even then, most of the sexual thoughts came from the excessive attention from men, constantly wanting to put the thought into her head. She was still too young to know that they wanted to have sex with her. She thought they just wanted to look at her beauty, because they had been supportive of her when she was younger, and it was only when she turned 14, and was already a D-cup, that their attitude really began to shift. She knew she was sexually beautiful to them, but she didn't understand how strong their desires were, and how much they wanted to have bottom sex with her. He was excited when he found out the girls were really going, and he waited for them, hidden inside the sex store. The girls had booked the sex store for the day, and no one else was allowed in, but he had snuck in secretly, because he had to see this. The pictorial was amazing. The girls prepared everything as if it was a real pictorial in a magazine. They had to surrender their clothing at the door of the sex store, in keeping with official sex store policy, that chastity clothes were inappropriate inside the sex store, and they were all given complimentary see-through panties, and they were promised the clothing would be returned. The man was able to watch through some peepholes he had drilled in the walls of the sex store, because the walls were thin, but he kept very quiet. After the girls had had a lot of fun having nude photos taken, they were a little bit nervous, and they went to get their clothing back. To their shock, the sex store wouldn't give them their clothing back, and instead, presented them with a bill for $5,000. They explained that they had accepted the sex store's rules, that their chastity clothes were inappropriate for D-cup girls, and if they wanted the clothing back, it would cost $5,000. The beautiful fillies were shocked, and the man realized it was a setup. The girls had fallen for a trap. The sex store explained that they would cancel the debt if the girls would agree to have the photos published in the magazine. The sex store had recently signed a deal with Playboy magazine, and the girls' photos would be published as part of Playboy magazine, and sold worldwide, and appear in International Playboy, and otherwise they wouldn't get their clothing back. The man watched from behind, seeing Palua's ass quivering from fear, and his penis throbbed with excitement. He saw her breasts at the sides, her solid, massy tits, and their incredible, D-cup bulk, bulging outwards, and his penis had an incredible feeling, like warm sugar, the feeling that all of Palua's big-breasted friends gave him, but that Palua did the best. The girls were still wearing see-through panties from the photo shoot, but three of the girls had pulled the panties up properly on their bottoms, and two of them had the panties almost all the way up, but Palua still had her panties more than halfway off her ass. They were trying to discuss how to get their clothing back, and arguing with the sex store, complaining that Playboy was a trusted magazine, and they would never allow this, but the sex store remained firm, and it was like Palua didn't care, like she wanted it to happen, and just like he had felt it before, the only thing he could feel was his penis. Palua was saying it didn't matter how she ended up in Playboy magazine, she just wanted to appear nude, and show herself to her suitor, in the hope that something would really happen, like she desperately wanted to have sex, but the only way she could do it was if she was nude in a magazine, and stirred men sexually with longing for her breasts. The beauty was bewitching, and her face comely, but the bulkiness of her solid, huge breasts suggested the healthiness of hard fucking. He couldn't take his eyes off her ass, and he couldn't believe how far down her panties were, even with what was happening, as if she wanted to be fucked up the ass. It was as if this was making her think of the thrill of bottom fucking, like she was just naturally wanting a bottom fuck, and he really wanted to give it to her. With her panties down, so casually, the man could imagine her thoughts, and it was like she was saying thank you, like she was happy that this gave her a chance to relieve her inhibitions, giving her a wonderful choice between being nude in the sex store magazine for anyone to see, or nude in public, possibly for several weeks. He had never seen her looking so badly like she wanted a fuck, because she knew she was going to make so many men masturbate, or at least she was starting to understand this, so now she felt she was ready. The girls discussed their choices, and they knew the correct thing to do was to tell the missionaries and their parents, and either get them to pay the bill, or get them to order new clothing. But the sex store knew their weakness, and warned them that the missionaries might order plain clothing, clothing that wasn't see-through, and they would never be looked at in that pleasurable way again. They would be completely nude for about 3 weeks before the new clothing came, and then the sex store might even help them to order plain clothing, just for the six girls, so all their rivals would laugh at them, and the girls looked dismayed. The three sensible girls who had pulled the panties up, said it was still the best option, but the other three, with their panties down, and especially Palua, very much wanted to get their clothing back and get out of there. For Palua, the possibility of appearing nude in International Playboy was just too exciting. Instead of trying to reach a compromise, she just asked how many men would see her nude, and the sex store told her, many millions. Palua let out a squeal of excitement, and her breasts bounced like solid rubber for a moment, until she clutched them to stop them getting out of control, covering them with one hand, and covering her mouth with the other, realizing what her friends would be thinking of her. The sex store had just started selling masturbation toys for men, but they had a soft cloth that needed replacing each time, and whenever men bought new cloths, they asked them to fill out a survey, about which girl they thought about, and most of them said it was Palua. The sex store drove the advantage home, and told Palua about this, and it was clear she was trying to restrain the excitement, in spite of her predicament. The man watched in amazement as she just pulled her panties down, and at this point, one of her friends tried to pull them back on her ass, before the sex store saw what she had done, but Palua pushed her away, needing her panties off and her ass naked. It was like she was telling him, she wanted an ass fuck, like she was really becoming a nude, and needed a bottom fuck soon, but needed the thought of making men climax, needed to think of the orgasms she was giving men, just from looking at her breasts, and needed to know there was a wonderful magazine called Playboy that was making it happen even more. The girls argued bitterly about what to do, but Palua was the most popular D-cup, and eventually she got her way, and they all signed an agreement that they would appear nude, and that all of the photos were released to the sex store, and could appear in International Playboy. They walked out in shock, with devastated looks on their faces, hardly believing what had happened. The man couldn't believe it either, nor could he believe how easy it had been for the girls to agree to appear nude, making the sensible decision, but the wrong one. All of the girls, even Palua, had agreed they would be happy to be nude in the sex store magazine, rather than risk what would happen otherwise. Just as he had noticed, when he first saw Palua's ass, the only thing he could feel was his penis.